I now wish to invite the Commission to start looking at Agenda Item 6, and is on the list of existing Codex standards and related texts whose revocation is recommended. The document is Alnom 08/31/7, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 texts to consider. You found the right document? And the first text is from the Codex Committee on Food Additives. Food Additives Provisions. Of the General Standard for Food Additives, and I'm making reference to Alnom 08/31/12, particularly paragraphs 81 and 95 and Appendix 8. I see no flag, then we adopt the revocation as being recommended. Then the next text is also from the same committee, Codex General Requirements for Natural Flavorings. And I am on Alnom 08/31/12, paragraph 119. Any objection to this revocation? No? Thank you very much. Then we revoke. And then there's codex text from the same committee, Codex Specification for Identity and Purity of Food Additives, Alnom 08/31/12, paragraph 165, Appendix 13, Part 2. No objection, then we revoke. Then there is text from Codex Committee on Fish and Fishery Products, recommended International Code of Hygienic Practice for Molluscan Shellfish. I am on Alnom 08/31/18, paragraph 62. No objection, then we revoke. We are again on text from the same committee. It's recommended International Code of Hygienic Practice for Lobsters. I am on Alnom 08/31/18, paragraph 62. And given the decisions that we have taken when we are adopting text at step 8, I want to ask the Secretary to explain how we are going to handle this one. Secretary, please.
Mr. Chairman, the revocation of this rather old code was conditional to the adoption of the new section on the new code, which was not done yesterday. Therefore, for the time being, this code would have the merit to stay in the Codex Alimentarius and not revoked. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that clarification. And indeed, then we shall not revoke this text. Then there is text. Egypt, please.
شكراً سيد الرئيس. فقط نود لو كان هناك ملحق لهذه المجموعة من المواصفات تبدي الأسباب والأمور التي أدت إلى إيقاف العمل بها أو تجميدها. نظرا لأنه قد تحدث بعض المشاكل لوجود هذه المواصفات. شكرا سيد الرئيس. هذا للتوضيح فقط.
Yes, indeed, Egypt, in our commission report, we shall have at least a line or two explaining why we couldn't revoke this text. Thank you very much. Then the next text is from Codex Committee on Food Hygiene, recommended International Code of Hygienic Practice for Food for Infants and Children. And we are on document 08/31/13. We are on paragraph 62. Any objections to our revoking this text? No, then the text is revoked. Then can we go to the next one? It's from the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues, certain existing MRLs for pesticides, and the right document is 08/31/24, paragraphs 35 through paragraph 104 and appendix 5. Australia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Australia supports the revocation, but would draw to the Commission's attention our comments at in Lim 3, page 18, in which we raised that the CXLs for triadaminol and triadamifon for tomato and peppers, sweet peppers, should not be removed while the corresponding crop group MRLs are still at step 5. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. Thank you, Australia. We have checked and your observation is correct. Then we shall adopt revoke the text except with the products that we have just mentioned, as it's contained in Lim 3 and you are specific on page 8. Was it in page 8? Page 8. Thank you. And that effectively brings us to the end of agenda item 5. Agenda item 6. Can I then invite the Commission to start looking at agenda item 7? And I wish to invite the Secretary to introduce the agenda item, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The document in question is Alinorm 08/31/8. And I would also wish to refer the committee to the section of the report of the last session of the Executive Committee, which is found in paragraph 59 through 64 of Alinorm 08/31/3A. Mr. Chairman, before asking you to pass my microphone to my colleague Tom Hyland, who will guide the Commission through these documents, making relevant reference to the discussion, useful discussion that was held during the exec committee, I would like to inform the Commission that at this stage, the Secretariat is kindly requesting the Commission to not to consider part 4 of the main working document. We have made our effort to fix a certain number of issues to improve consistency and presentation, but after we have issued this document, and especially in the area that is covered by part 4 of the document, we have realized that there are some very complex matters attached to the issue, especially in the context of contaminants provisions within the Codex Alimentarius. We would rather prefer to come back to the Commission with a more complete document and suggestions next year. Therefore, we are asking the Commission to consider only parts 1, 2, and 3 of the document. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this point, I would like to invite my colleague Tom Hyland to introduce specific recommendations that have been endorsed by the Executive Committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And the Commission then will proceed, and we shall not look at Part 4 as it has been proposed. Tom, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Yes, the issue of amendments to Codex Standards and related text has been included as a new standing item on the agenda to allow the Secretariat to address inconsistencies discovered in the context of publishing revised Codex text or when we are routinely reviewing text developed by subsidiary bodies which have either been adjourned or abolished. These inconsistencies are partly due to decisions taken by the Commission that horizontally affect a number of existing Codex texts and that had not yet been uniformly implemented. The working document contains editorial amendments. In some cases, we have already done those when they are in line with the standing decisions of the Commission. And in other cases, we are asking for advice for decisions from the Commission. So the Executive Committee discussed this document and first of all noted and supported all actions taken marked for information. So if you agree, Mr. Chair, I would not go into the items for information. I would only take the Commission to those items that are marked for decision or referral. Just stop for a moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. And I believe the Commission can agree with the suggestion that we don't really go into the points for information. Rather, we'll note the information given and let the Secretary go through the issues where we are supposed to take an action. And I should also remind the Commission that it's an action being taken on what is in the Codex Alimentarius. So we really need to be able to follow the discussion on this as it's being presented. And I can also confirm to you that there was a lengthy discussion, thorough discussions in the Executive Committee, and I hope we can agree to endorse the recommendations from the Executive Committee. Thank you very much. Tom, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. So the first item, which is marked for decision or referral, concerns the Codex Standard 66/1981 on table olives, which contains a footnote 2 presently, reading, governments, when accepting the standard, shall indicate the varieties of olives considered to be suitable. Now, the Commission at a previous session, at the 29th session, has abolished the acceptance procedure, so any reference to acceptance procedure is no longer useful in this case. So the Secretariat proposed to reformulate this text as follows. The varieties of olives considered to be suitable should be indicated when the standard is used. Mr. Chair, we have noted since then a comment coming from the European community saying that rather instead of saying indicated, we should say identified. So rather than say, we should say the varieties of olives considered to be suitable should be identified when the standard is used. Because as there is no more notification of acceptance, it would not be clear where it should be indicated. So identified would be appropriate. Thank you very much. I would stop at this moment for any further comments on this item.
Thank you very much, Tom. And as it has been explained, we did take, in the Executive Committee, we did take on board the recommendation from the European Community. Any observations as to why we shouldn't adopt this proposed amendment? No, thank you very much. Then the proposed amendment is adopted. Next one, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The next one concerns Codex Standards 169, 212, and A18. This is a bit more complicated. The first standard of those standards reads, the annex to this standard contains provisions which are not intended to be applied within the meaning of the acceptance provisions of Section 4A, 1B of the General Principles of the Codex Alimentarius. Clearly in line with what we said just before, as the acceptance procedure has been abolished, this is no longer appropriate. So the Secretariat looked around for other standards that have similar references, and we found the Codex Standard 211, which contains the reference saying the appendix to this standard is intended for voluntary application by commercial partners and not for application by governments, which seemed to have the same intent, and the Secretariat proposed to exchange the provision in the other standards with this provision, which did not make a reference to the acceptance procedure. The Executive Committee, and I refer to paragraph 61 to 64, discussed this in detail, and there was especially a discussion about whether it would be appropriate in Codex standards to make reference to different applications of different parts of Codex standards. So one part of Codex standards is to be applied by those, others by governments, others only for information, especially in the light of a WTO statement that we had, that the WTO was unlikely to differentiate between advisory or mandatory texts coming from Codex. In this light, the Executive Committee agreed to recommend that the Codex Secretariat draw up a list of all standards containing either texts making reference to the acceptance procedure or the other text that I've read, and submit this list to the 25th session of the Codex Committee on General Principles for advice on how to deal with this issue in a horizontal way, because we also discovered that there are a couple of other standards that have the same mention. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tom. And Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Argentina apoya la decisión, la recomendación realizada por el Comité Ejecutivo de que antes de tomar una decisión, tal como lo recomendaba la propuesta de la Secretaría, se haga un listado de todas las normas y se evalúen las implicancias, a nuestro entender, a partir de la creación del vínculo que estableció el acuerdo sanitario con el Codex, estas menciones no tienen sentido. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. Any other observation on this? Could you please respond to the observations from Argentina? And then I have, is that Morocco? Yeah. Tom, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The Secretary will do its best to circulate the working paper as soon as possible. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tom. Then Morocco, please.
Monsieur le Président, donc le Maroc appuie fortement les remarques de l'Argentine et estime effectivement que cette proposition est prématurée et qu'il y a absolument lieu de revenir sur d'autres textes similaires et bien faire attention à cette utilisation, donc une fois pour facultative et une fois contraignante, entre guillemets. Et je crois que ça va rejoindre le point que nous allons traiter plus tard sur les normes privées. Merci.
Thank you, Morocco. And as the secretary responded, the paper to be discussed in the General Principles Committee meeting will be as inclusive as possible. Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. México quiere apoyar la propuesta hecha por Argentina y recalcar que deberíamos esperar y no hacer diferenciación dentro de las normas. Gracias.
Thank you, Mexico.
Okay, next.
Thank you very much.
Next one, please.
The next Chair. The next item is under 3.1.2, references to Volume 2. As you will recall, that the Codex Alimentarius used to be published in a series of volumes, and we also noted that some standards still make reference to these volumes. As these volumes since have been going out of print, as for economy savings, the Secretariat is only publishing a number of special publications when there are sufficient funds available, but not publishing the Codex Alimentarius in volumes on a regular basis. The references to volumes should disappear in order to make the standards usable. Otherwise, there is a reference and people cannot find the relevant texts. So in some cases, this was very easily to be remedied just by deleting the reference and making the reference to relevant text. But the Codex Standards 229, 1993, contains a number of references to different sections of Volume 2, which are still valid because they have not been replaced with other texts. And the texts in the volume have no separate identification number. So the Secretariat in this case is not in a position to make any specific proposal on this matter, but the Commission may consider to invite the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues to discuss the issue at its next session, as all these texts are related to pesticide residues. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tom. And is there any opposition as to why we shouldn't request the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues to consider this in its next session? No? Thank you very much. Then we shall invite the committee to take this on board. Next one, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The next item marked for decision referral is really very, very small item. It's almost editorial, really. We had recently, last year, revised the Codex C standards, and we had given them a new reference number, harmonizing the numbering with all the other standards by not using a letter and a number, but just using a consecutive number. And the Codex Secretariat proposes that the same numbering could be done also for the current A standards, which are not all of them under revision at the moment, so it's not a general, we cannot do it in the light of a revision, but it would be just a renumbering of standards to give them new consecutive numbers. Thank you very much.
So you're speaking to Section 3.5, right?
Section 3.5 in the document. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tom. It's a question of a consistency in the way we identify the different documents in the Codex Alimentarius. Is there any objection? IDF, is that IDF?
Yes.
IDF, please.
Thank you, Chairman. It's just an observation that within some of these texts, there is cross-referencing also to some standards with A numbers. So it's assumed that if the numbering system is going to be changed, then the corresponding cross-referencing shall also be changed.
Thank you, IDF, for just drawing that to our attention. So we also recommend that the consequential changes should be made in the text where there's a reference to the text that the numbering had been would have changed. Thank you very much. Then the next one, please.
Sorry. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The next item is to be found under 4.3 concerning the principles for risk analysis of foods derived from modern biotechnology. We have earlier today adopted the guideline for the conduct of food safety assessment of foods derived from recombinant DNA animals. And in this case, it would be appropriate to consider including a reference to this guideline in the footnote of the existing guideline CAC GL44 2003. Thank you very much. That's 4.3.1. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there an objection as to why we shouldn't consider the inclusion of the reference on this to this guide in footnote number 6 of the CIC guideline 44 of 2003? No? Then thank you very much. Then the footnote will be added.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The second proposal under this item 4.3.2 is amendment to footnote 9 of CAC GL 44-2003, where it reads, it is recognized that there are other applications of product tracing. These applications should be consistent with the provisions of the SPS-TBT agreements. The application of product tracing to the areas covered by both agreements is under consideration within Codex on the basis of decisions of the 49th session of the Executive Committee. Now, the Commission at its 29th session adopted the principles for traceability product tracing elaborated by the CCFIX, and in that case it could be considered to amend the last footnote, the last sentence in footnote 9 to read, that the application of product tracing to the areas covered by both agreements was considered by the Codex Committee on Food Import and Export Inspection and Certification Systems, CACGL 60-2006, and then make a reference to the relevant guidelines. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tom. An objection to this change as proposed? No? Then we adopt the change. Next one, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. We move on to item 4.5, CSC RCP 54-2004, the Code of Practice on Good Animal Feeding. It is marked for information, but I'm mentioning this because the Executive Committee actually went beyond of what the Secretary proposed there, because we have a footnote presently reading, footnote 6, as appropriate, the definition of traceability product tracing adopted by the 27th session of the Codex Alimentarius Commission applies. Now, this definition is contained in the procedure manual, and the original proposal was to replace the reference with the reference to the procedure manual. But then in our discussion, we found that usually we do not make reference to all definitions that are contained in the procedure manual. That would give us a lot of references. But in this case, it was proposed and accepted by the Executive Committee just to delete footnote 6, as the definition is now included in the procedure manual. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tom. In fact, in the Executive Committee, we realized we are being unnecessarily repetitive. The definition is already in the procedural manual. So is there an objection to deleting this in the text as it has been highlighted by Tom? No? Thank you very much. Then we adopt the change. Next one, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The next item under 4.7, Codex Standard 150-1984, Standard for Food Grade Salt. There in the appendix under Section 4 Definitions, we have a statement that the terms used in the sampling method refer to those in the instructions on Codex sampling procedures, and the reference after the CXMAS 1-1987. Now, this is a text that was prepared by the Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling as instructions to other committees. It was sent to the Commission, but it was not actually adopted by the Commission. It was in practice used as a recommendation from CCMAS to other committees. So the reference was included in Codex Standard 150 when the sampling plan for salt was endorsed by CCMAS in 1988. This also cannot be changed editorially, and the Commission may wish to invite the Committee on Food Additives and the Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling to decide how to refer two definitions in the section or whether the section is needed at all. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tom. And is there an objection as to whether why we shouldn't really take endorse the recommendation? That is sending that to the two committees to consider from their areas of competency. No? Thank you very much. Then we shall refer the issues to the two committees as proposed. Next one, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The next one we've already treated is under part two, the proposed draft code of hygienic practice for powder formulae for infants and young children. It was concerning the taxonomic issue on Enterobacter sakazaki, so we've already dealt with that. I will not go into that anymore, but directly move on to part three, text for consideration for revision or revocation. Concerning the text indicated in this part, the Codex Secretariat, when looking at them, some of these texts are very old, and for some of these texts, even the source files and photographs have been missing. So there's, for instance, there's a CAC RCP 7, 1974, System for Description of Carcasses of Bovine and Porcine Species, which is supposed to give indications on how to cut, how to make meat cuts, but the photographs are so bad that you can hardly see what you're cutting. So it might be cutting your hand. No, but anyway, it's very difficult to remedy this editorially, as we don't have the originals anymore. The text comes from 74. No idea how the photographs were included at that time. No scanners, no modern technology available. So some decision has to be taken as to if this text is still useful and what should be done about it. And the same about the other texts indicated there. Now, the Executive Committee discussed this, and several members were of the opinion that the standards listed in the part, while being in need of revision, might still be useful. So the Executive Committee recommended that a circular letter be sent to invite government comments on the use and validity of these texts before taking any further action. I would stop here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. And indeed, I can confirm that was the decision, that is the recommendation from the Executive Committee. And is there any objection from us as Commission adopting that recommendation? No, then we endorse the recommendation from the Executive Committee. Thank you very much. That brings us to the end of the agenda item.
Yes.
Thank you very much, and this brings us to the end of agenda item 7. And I wish to thank all of you for making the chair at least be able to move by being very cooperative. And can I now invite my vice chair, Mr. Wim, to take you through agenda items 8 to agenda 8 through agenda 12, please. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. As mentioned, it will be my pleasure to discuss with you agenda items 8 up till and including 12. Regarding agenda item 12, I would invite you to have before you two working documents, Alinorm 08/31/9, and the same number, addendum 1. But we will first concentrate on the first document, and I very much would like to draw your attention to table 1. Next, I can inform you that the Executive Committee last week had a full discussion on this agenda item, and so it is quite appropriate to have before us also the report of that meeting, particularly paragraph 69 up till and included 107. On those issues where there has been discussion, you will see a summary of the discussion reflected in the relevant paragraphs. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we have four LIM documents, 7, 8, 11, and 14, with comments from several member states. As this has been fully discussed in the CC Executive Committee, I guess that we should try to adopt these proposals for new work en bloc. So that is the proposals in Table 1 in front of us, starting with two proposals from the CC-RVDF and finally with two proposals from the CC-MES. I draw your attention particularly to the discussion on the second proposal of the CC-RVDF, which was on risk management recommendations and guidance for veterinary drugs for which no ADI or MRL has been recommended. And the second last proposal in the table from the CC-MES, guidelines on criteria for methods for the detection and identification of food derived from biotechnology. On those two items, there were diverging views in the executive committee. You will see it on the first item in the paragraphs 70 up to 73, that there were members who preferred to send it back to the CC-RVDF for first discussion and to get a better focus. Nevertheless, you see it in paragraph 73, the CC exec endorsed the proposal. And on the business of the guidelines on criteria for the methods for the detection and identification of foods derived from biotechnology, relevant paragraphs are 84 and up to included 90. Also on this issue, there were diverging views. Some members did not support new work. Others were strongly in favor of doing so. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, also the executive committee endorsed this, or recommended to accept this proposal. So what I have to propose is to endorse all the proposals for new work in Table 1, noting the discussion and the recommendations of the CC exec. And my question is to you, is that acceptable? If you raise your flag, be so kind to be very precise on which of these proposals you wish to speak. Is it acceptable for the Commission to adopt all these proposals for new work en bloc? I see the flag of the United States. United States, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The United States does wish to discuss the two items that you mentioned, CCRVDF, second CCRVDF issue regarding risk management guidance, and also the CC-MES issue. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, USA. I guess that is possible, but given where we are now, a few minutes before lunch break, I guess I give the floor first to our secretary for a few housekeeping matters. Then we will break, and then I will come back to you to make your interventions on these two proposals. Mr. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a few housekeeping and non-housekeeping announcements to make. First, our members of the Coordinating Committee for Africa. So members that belong to Coordinating Committee for Africa are kindly invited to join a meeting tomorrow morning at 8:30 at 8:30 a.m. in room 15. Secondly, I would like to remind the all delegates and observers present here that there will be a demonstration, presentation and demonstration of e-learning course on Codex that will start immediately after the adjournment of the morning session in this same room. And this is a particular opportunity to get some knowledge on how to navigate and how to get the maximum from this e-learning facilities while you're avoiding the queue in the cafeteria. So we strongly recommend that you take this opportunity. Mr. Chairman, the nomination for the election of the chairperson who will hold office starting from the end of the current session of the Commission until the end of the next session of the Commission was closed 30 minutes ago. And I am in the position of more than two nomination papers, but they include two names of candidates. One is Ms. Karen Halbach from the United States of America. The other is Ms. Noraini Mohamed Othman from Malaysia. Therefore, we shall organize a secret ballot at 5:30 this afternoon, 17:30 this afternoon, preceded by a short explanation of how the ballot will be organized. Therefore, there will be a secret ballot organized this evening for the election of the chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Secretary, for this information. Then I now adjourn the meeting. We come back at 2:30 sharp and enjoy your lunch.